You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk about crowdfunding for a moment. That's this concept of raising money for your project from a lot of people who aren't banks or loan sharks. Well, a new federal regulation lets companies seek small-scale investors from across state lines. And one of the first companies to get approval to raise money this way lets those small investors, anybody with a little money really, get into real estate. It also lets borrowers get money for their fixer-upper projects. It's in 8 states so far and the District of Columbia. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Ricky Bevington has more.
Buying rundown homes, fixing them up, and selling them for a profit can be a hassle. So a new kind of company is cracking open the world of real estate investing for people who don't want the bother and who don't have a lot of money to invest. 28-year-old Michael Patzer stumbled upon the opportunity through the Atlanta-based company Ground Floor when it launched in Georgia a year and a half ago.
So I was on Twitter following one of my favorite authors, and he was in a conversation with Ground Floor about real estate crowd investing. So I thought it was really interesting, and I signed up for an account.
Patzer's a software developer for Atlanta-based MailChimp. In a matter of hours, he'd invested a couple $100s in several home renovation projects not far from where he lives. He even rode his bike by one of the houses.
The landscaping was being done. They were putting in new windows, and it was really cool to see my investment go to work.
Now Ground Floor can seek investors like Patzer in other states, too. That's because of a new Securities and Exchange Commission-sanctioned regulation.
Ground Floor was the first to take advantage of this multi-state coordinated review program.
That's Faith Anderson. She's a Washington state regulator, but she helped draft the new SEC rule to allow for interstate crowdfunding from non-accredited investors. Since June, more than 36 companies have applied for the review program. There's a soccer team, a sport energy drink, even medical cannabis researcher. Anderson points out putting money into these companies is a risk, just like any other investment.
The fact that these are subject to regulatory review by federal and potentially state regulators does not mean that these are necessarily more worthwhile investments, less risky investments.
Ground Floor lets non-accredited investors put as little as $10 towards fixing up a house. A non-accredited investor is someone who doesn't have a high net worth, just a regular person with some savings in the bank. And that person's investment, pooled with others, can help somebody like John Mangum.
Okay, so we're at 1429 Aileen Avenue. This was the second Ground Floor loan, and this was a tremendous renovation.
Mangum has been fixing up and selling homes and small commercial properties around Atlanta since the mid-80s. Driving through an Atlanta neighborhood hard hit by the recession, Mangum points to a 1920s bungalow he's refurbished with loans from Ground Floor.
We bought this house for $20,000, and it needed everything.
This home illustrates why Mangum didn't get the loan from a bank. Traditional lenders don't always like lending money for something as unpredictable as renovation.
It needed a roof, it needed two new bathrooms, it needed foundation work, and it seems like every wall we opened up, we ran into more and more problems.
Under this new regulation, businesses can raise up to $50 million from non-accredited investors. The review process allows companies to work with one or two securities examiners rather than qualifying state by state. And once more companies qualify, it will be up to small investors to see if they're interested in trying out large-scale crowd investing. In Atlanta, I'm Ricky Bevington for Marketplace.